You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
For some reason, Cryptopsy music just speaks to me in a way where it's like I can hear all those little extra tiny things that, you know, the drums or the guitar or bass or the vocals are doing, like, and it's just like I feel like that's the way a musical performance, music video, whether it's just like fucked up visuals or like showing that person playing that specific thing at that time, it needs to be shown to accentuate the song. And if you're not doing that, well, then it's just like maybe that's not the vibe of the song or whatever. It's not like it's wrong or anything, but a lot of times for me, if I'm looking at a band music video performance, it can either make the song for me or it can ruin it for me. And a lot of times when I'm editing a performance video, I'll like the song that much more because I get to show like that bass pop or like this little like fucked up chicken picking guitar thing or something like that, you know?
Hey, what's up, Vox and Hops heads? I'm Matt, the vocalist of Cryptopsy and the host of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast, brought to you by Sound Talent Media and Evergreen Podcasts, where I sit down with fellow metal musicians, talk all about their lives and music while sharing killer craft beers. This Vox and Hops episode is presented by Heavy Montreal. Heavy Montreal are Montreal's premier metal promoter. And trust me when I say, if you are ever in Montreal and you are looking for a show to go to, well, Heavy Montreal will have you covered. They put on so many shows all year long, and they are all simply bangers. I am beyond stoked to have Heavy Montreal behind the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast. Now, before we jump into today's episode, I'd just like to ask you to follow the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast on the podcast platform of your choice. But more than that, I would love for you to tell a friend about the podcast. If there's someone in your life that just loves extreme metal, well, let them know that the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast exists. You can tell them that there are over 400 episodes where I sit down with some of the world's best metal musicians. We talk all about their lives and music while sharing killer craft beers. If you're to encourage one of your metalhead friends to become a brand new Vox and Hops head, that would be something that I would truly appreciate. Now, today in the podcast, I'm very stoked to be hanging out with my friend Chris Kells, the man behind Flayed the Swine and In Abeyance's music videos. Get ready, everyone. This is Vox and Hops episode number 426.
I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
Amazing. Here we are, Chris Kells. Beautiful Sunday afternoon in August. We are at Will's, which is a brand new brewery that just opened up a few weeks ago here in Montreal. We are in Mile End, Park X, Mile End. It's a very vague place in Montreal, near Little Italy. Opened up by peeps that came from Hill Farmstead, which is a very hype brewery in Vermont. And I was here last weekend, and there was not this many people, so it's starting to pop, and people are starting to talk about Will's. I am drinking their IPA number 3, Classic Mosaic Motueka. Hops going on there, and you are drinking?
Maître des Clés from Bud Canada. Had I have known that the beer was actually like from the actual place, well, then I would have taken one of those.
Well, don't worry, we still have some time.
That'll be my second choice.
We're hanging out for a reason. We did it. We released 2 music videos. Cheers to you.
Cheers to you.
In Abeyance, Flayed the Swine, 2 music videos that we built. You did all the work, basically, and we've released it now, so...
Yeah.
The hype is out there. Asgamar Burns is coming out, or just came out as this episode drops. Everyone's seen the videos. The performance is really strong. First big, huge storyline in a Cryptopsy video ever for Flayed the Swine. What is your retrospective glance? Because we've recorded stuff throughout the whole process of this, but I'd love to get your afterthoughts of these shoots, of the videos, of the reactions. What do you think about these videos?
I guess I'm a little bit bummed that Flayed the Swine is taking like a little bit longer to receive that many views.
Considering how much work you put into this.
Considering how much work went into that one, because that was the big one, you know? It was, how many days did we shoot that? We shot that in 4 days altogether. The storyline was just the craziest thing that I've ever come up with, and just going back and forth with ideas and everything like that and talking with you. And so, yeah, a lot of work went into that one. And, I mean, I'm still super proud of it, regardless if even people, it didn't get as many views yet, but I'm confident that it will get pushed a little bit more. And you know what, fuck that. On Monday, tomorrow, I'm going to go ahead and push it a little bit more on my own social media too, even though that means nothing. But I've still got, you know, friends in the video industry and still some metal friends and everything like that. And so, yeah, fuck that. I'm going to push it a little bit more too. And even if it doesn't get the recognition it deserves, I got reached out to from an old friend of mine that told me I did an amazing job on it. And I was super happy because he is the person that I learned how to do everything from.
I know who you're talking about. I like that.
Yeah. He is the person that I learned how to do everything from. And he reached out to me personally. I hadn't heard from him in fucking years. And he was just like, dude, you did a fucking fantastic job. Like, amazing. And I was just like, my first response to him was just like, oh, man, thank you so much. I've, over all these years, I feel like I've just been trying to make you proud with everything that you've taught me, you know? So that meant a lot to me. And that was Dave Brodsky, who's done some Cryptopsy videos before.
He indeed has.
He actually, one of his questions too, he asked me, he said, does Matt McGackie still have fantastic smelling hair?
I don't.
And I told him, I said, well, all of the Cryptopsy dudes, they just smell fantastic in front of the camera. So, yeah, I mean, like, getting that comment meant a lot to me, actually.
I mean, that's awesome. Nice. He's super happy. I know that you just like working with Brodsky for The Agonist, and that's how you got connected with him, and that's where you really got the spark.
Yeah, I mean, the spark came from doing a music video with him in 2007, and because we were a band with no money, he invited us to go and sleep on his floor in his tiny Brooklyn apartment. And I would spend all of my time just sitting in his editing room on a couch behind him, watching him edit our video, other videos. And I was just so enthralled by all of this.
You're like, this
just
could be a job?
Yeah. And I just thought it was the fucking coolest thing ever. And a couple of years down the line, we ended up doing two Agonist music videos together. One where he said, okay, I'm going to come up to Montreal. I'll direct one. And you've never directed a music video, so why don't you direct the other one? And I'll help you all along the way. And it was a crazy learning experience for me. And I mean, every day, even directing music videos now, I'm still learning, always putting out fires, always trying to figure out what works, what doesn't. You know, I feel like I've got a good grasp on everything, and I know how to do everything from A to Z now, but there's always something to learn, and it's super cool, you know.
I'm proud of you. I've known you for over 20 years. You're doing this full time now. You're just killing it. You were in a,
well, thank you.
In a field the other day with flames shooting some band. It's just, I'm a busy guy. You're a busy guy. This is the first time that we get to sit down and actually have a beer together. I had some beers, but you were too busy working.
When me and you get together, it's dangerous sometimes.
So. We are from two mountains. I had an idea, and you know, hindsight is always 20/20. You know what would have been sick for Flayed the Swine to premiere it? If we would have premiered it at Fantasia.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Wouldn't that have been really cool? Fantasia is a very cool film festival here in Montreal that runs for basically the whole month, 3 weeks. And they have horror, they have comedies too, but mostly weird, strange movies.
Yeah, weird, independent movies. And the great thing, I've been to a couple of them before because one of my buddies is a huge, avid fan of going to see as many Fantasia movies as he can. Before the full feature, there's always a short that plays.
Totally could have been. We could have premiered, had the whole band there, have G in the audience, dressed in the costume.
With the blood towel.
With the blood.
And the shovel.
Hell yes.
Man, that was a good. Yeah. I don't know what the regulations are for allowing music videos in there, but.
Yeah, I had this flash. I had this flash star. Next time we'll think about stuff like that in advance.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
You found this actor working. He was working on a shoot with you as a grip.
Yep.
And you were doing some tests for some camera, and he was doing some psychotic faces. And at that exact moment's when he sort of clicked in your mind that he would be a good person to work with hypothetically one day. And when I was talking to you about my concept, I feel like immediately you knew you were going to ask G to be a part of the video. He did such a great job. Tell me about this whole thing, working with G, finding him, bringing him in.
He's just a fantastic guy all around. Like, he's a great actor, but a fantastic person. Just like, he lives right around the corner from me, so I'll pick him up a lot of times when we're going to shoots. It'll just be like, yo, I'll just come pick you up when we drive together. So we get to talk a lot. And I met him just last year. We were doing a corporate shoot for this point of sale company in Montreal called Lightspeed. And we had to wait for super long for something in the middle of the shoot. So I kind of just got bored, and the camera was on a tripod. And I just said, Giuseppe, go sit in front of the camera, because my colleague Jonathan,
Who also worked on the... Shout out to Jonathan, who did a great job on the videos, too.
Yeah, who also worked on the Cryptopsy videos with us. He was the one directing the Lightspeed commercial, and him and I, we talk all the time, like almost every day on the phone, and he told me about this short film that he wanted to do, which was a true story about this psychopath guy, and don't quote me on any of this because I might have some of the story wrong, but this psychopath that tried to break into the House of Parliament to kill the Prime Minister of Canada, or it might have been the Premier of Quebec. I can't remember exactly. And it's so like a story that's actually more so funny than like scary, because the guy like broke in and like cut the fence and something like that, and it was just like he was caught like red-handed right away on all the security cameras, and it was just like he kind of like played dumb to the whole thing, but what the funny thing was is that he was actually an idiot. And so anyways, I put Giuseppe in front of the camera and I said, let's do that character, and I started asking him certain questions. And then when we came up with the idea for Flayed the Swine, I was like, oh, I've seen this angle of Giuseppe before where he's just literally sitting at a table and looking like a deer in the headlights or something like that, which played well into the character that we had created, just to be somebody who's like maybe just deer in the headlights, confused, or dealing with the fact of himself committing this terrible murder, something like that, you know. And I knew that he, right then and there, that he could be like this person who could create a million faces for me. Yeah, you know?
And dual sort of personalities too.
Yeah, and I think he did a fantastic job at it.
He did a very, very good fucking job.
And on top
job.
Of that, fuck, when we were doing the grave scene, he was still helping out with the lights in between his acting, and I was like, gee, like, you don't have to do that.
Well,
like,
just let me go cut that branch over there, and I'm gonna saw it, you know, I'm gonna clamp it to this post here,
yeah,
and it's gonna look like natural leaves moving in the wind.
Yeah, so he's just like an all-around trooper, and such
he
a pleasure.
He was super cool. He was like in the bathroom scene too, like acting, and then like, I think my light should be here, like knowing where light should be hitting his face.
Yeah, yeah. And he's a professional photographer too, so he's more so that than a grip himself, but so that's how he knows lighting. And
he's awesome.
But him and Jonathan put out a short film that he wrote and directed like a couple weeks ago, and I just think it was like one of the most amazing things I had seen from him. It's just
definitely want to see that.
He's such a creative. And I don't know what else I could say about him. He's fantastic.
Hey, what's up, Vox and Hopsheads? I just want to take a little moment about Cryptopsy's upcoming tours. That's right, I'm talking about the Scream of Perseverance tour and our headliner dates that coincide with that tour called As Summer Burns. The Scream of Perseverance tour is kicking off at the end of May and runs all the way until the end of June. We are supporting the mighty Death to All. We are going all over the United States, and we are hitting some of Canada. So excited to be honoring the legendary music of Death alongside amazing musicians that performed on these albums. Even more stoked to be doing some headliner dates in some cities that I've actually never played in. If you are planning to come to any of these shows, you should definitely grab your tickets by going to voxandhops.com/summer, and you will be able to grab all of your tickets there. That's voxandhops.com/summer. Do it, people. Come hang out with me. Enjoy life, metal, and craft beer in your hometown. Come to a show. We're going to have a great time. Now, enough about all of that. Let's get back to the episode.
What were some of the biggest complications? You mentioned the blood. You were very disappointed with the first take of blood we did. Shout out to Nick St. Ange, who we also went to high school with, who was helping out with the special effects on day one. The blood, there was just too much blood. And it didn't look real. It looked comical. And I know you well, so I could tell you were disappointed. But you held it together because you didn't want to make Nick feel bad. Talk to me about the biggest complications, and we'll start with the blood.
The biggest complications. Me and Nick had tested the blood prior to the music video in my bathroom at my home, and we had put it into some kind of a pump system, and we figured that would work and that would be great, and it did work, and it looked great on the wall and everything. And then I don't know what happened on the shoot. I guess Nick put too much into one of the tubes, and maybe he was a little bit nervous too. He
also looked a one take.
And yeah, it's a one take, because the second you get the blood all over
it's
you,
everywhere.
It's yeah. everywhere, yeah. And we didn't have a spare shirt for G, you know. And so yeah, when the blood came out, it was just like one giant fucking
sploosh
of like, it didn't even look like,
it was comical almost, which would have gone against the whole tone,
right? But not even like Kill Bill 1 comical, like where it's like,
yeah,
pissing out, you know. It was like, it was just like a big like water balloon of fucking blood. So it was a little bit weird. And it didn't work at all. I was super bummed. Also, you were in the frame.
I was totally in the frame.
Standing in the background looking at the director's monitor. I was on the ground covered in blood and had the camera wrapped up and couldn't see my monitor properly as well. And when I looked at the footage afterwards, I was really bummed about it. So thankfully, we had 4 days to film this thing. And when we were going into the studio to film on the White Cyclo, that's when I really took the time to think about what I could do to salvage this shoot. And I actually think that the fact that this happened, it turned out for the best, because it makes it seem like super fucked up that this, like, it also, what is actually happening on the ground in real life actually happened to him in his mind. Yeah. You know,
like, that's when everything, the snap of the personalities happens almost.
Yeah. Everything of him on the White Cyclo is just him like in his own mind or whatever, but it's like, yeah, it's the snap. And then it's like, and then from there you can easily transition into the grave digging scene, you know.
Exactly. Some of the my favorite things comes in the editing room from Flayed the Swine. The timing of everything, how you just, you're a natural talent, obviously, but
oh, thanks, man.
My favorite, and I think Flo mentioned this to me as well, is in the chorus. I think it's the first chorus, like, I'm flailing my arms weirdly. And you matched it to somehow find shots of G doing the same thing.
Right.
It's just so manic and amazing.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And then like the timing of the blood hitting the face and the shovel hitting the earth. Just key moments of the song, and you just captured it.
It's funny too. It's like, I'll show parts of the edit to my neighbors that live downstairs from me, or other friends that are just around, or Jonathan, for example. And it was actually my neighbors downstairs, next thing I know, his girlfriend, who lives with him downstairs. We were all drinking one night, and I was like, you want to come upstairs and check out what I've got for this Cryptopsy video? And Nick was super excited about it, because he had been
a part of it,
helping out with the special effects. And this was after I had fixed, like, the blood problem. And she looked at it, and she was like, no, the blood splatter on his face on the white wall, it should not happen right there. It should happen here.
Oh, interesting. Really? So we had always thought it'd be on the bleh, which happens after the second chorus.
Which was what I had it as for the first cut of the music video. And then she was like, no, you should wait till like the second beat comes back. And I was just like, oh, interesting, because I had it right away after he stabs and on the bleh, you know. But so, yeah, it's like little things like that, by showing to people before you share with the client or the band or whoever, just to like, You need people like that to kind of like sway your mind and have like a fresh pair of eyes on it, you know? Like, even for in a band, I was editing that thing and losing my mind. And I showed it to Jonathan, and he was like, what the fuck are you doing, man? He's just like, I thought you were doing this whole thing in black and white. And I was just like, no, but I wanted to try color. He was like,
that's
stop.
For in abeyance, that
yeah.
one, correct?
He was like, cut this shit out. He's like, black and white. And I was like, okay. And everything worked after that.
You sent us the finals, and we had very, very minimal edits to make. But there was one that Chris Donaldson was very insistent upon, and we tried 4 different times to nail exactly what he wanted. And it was a specific part in the bass. And he sends me, I'm reading now, it goes, bum bum, to patu, bum bum. He showed all the bum bum, no to patu, I don't need the first bum bum. And then I send this to you.
And it all made sense after that, actually. But when we were trying to explain it to me, first of all, I was like, I don't know what the fuck part he's talking about. But then when I read that,
patu,
bum bum to patu. It made total sense. I don't know why. I guess maybe just from recording with Donaldson for so many years and just like hearing him just being like, no, it's not like this, it's like that, and telling me how to record something on bass. It's like, it made sense to me. I was almost like, I was like back in the editing room with him
in the studio
with him.
I think it's so funny. It's because and if people are listening and they figure figure out what part we're talking about. It's actually an Easter egg to a old Non So Vile bass riff from which is why it was so important for him to see it.
Yeah, I get it.
In Abeyance was a different beast, much more chaotic, insane editing job. So talk to me about editing stuff at that pace so quickly. You've done it before with Cryptopsy, but you still kept like the musicality of it all.
Yeah, I mean, for some reason, Cryptopsy music just speaks to me in a way where it's like I can hear all those little extra tiny things that, you know, the drums or the guitar or bass or the vocals
like
are doing.
These are like, the things you have to see.
Yeah. And it's just like, I feel like that's the way a musical performance, music video, whether it's just like fucked up visuals or like showing that person playing that specific thing at that time, it needs to be shown to accentuate the song.
Absolutely.
If you're not doing that, well, then it's just like, maybe that's not the vibe of the song or whatever. It's not like it's wrong or anything, but a lot of times for me, if I'm looking at a band music video performance, it can either make the song for me or it can ruin it for me. And a lot of times when I'm editing a performance video, I'll like the song that much more because I get to show like that bass pop or this little like fucked up chicken picking guitar thing or something like that. You know, it's just like it really accentuates it there. And like the fucked up visuals that I put in Abeyance too, it's like I tried to match it exactly to like the beat and what's going on in the song, you know? So it's very chaotic and it just, I don't know, for some reason that music video was extremely hard, but like matching all of like the timing of like certain visuals and everything was like super easy to me. It just comes naturally.
Oh, it's a natural talent. We had to come up with a concept for that song because the original concept is something that is slightly controversial. Not necessarily something that we'd want to develop and showcase in the form of a video. So we went with more of like a trapped, feeling isolated, feeling lost and confused is really what we went with. And I'm happy we did that because my original idea would have gotten us canceled.
Yeah, for sure. I kind of knew right from the get-go when I was writing the storyboards for these music videos, I was just like, I think I sat in front of the screen for like a half a day just being like, how the fuck am I going to do this? And then I was just like, no, it's like, you can't.
It's too controversial. Yeah.
Too controversial. And I think doing it with subtleties works as well. Like, I love some of those videos where it's just performance and there's fucked up like stock footage in the background. Like, Architects have a song where it's a brand new Doomsday or something like that, and it's just like old like stock footage of like bombs going off and shit. So it's a very controversial video as well, but it's like it fits well. And
there's a video by Fit for an Autopsy too, you were saying.
Yeah, and that was part of something where I had used like as an idea, just like as a guideline. I was like, well, we could do something like this, you know, where it's just like
the imagery is there, the concept is in a box, safely uncontroversial, still getting something across. We shot both the performances in the same space, made it look different by the genius of Kells' lighting and Jonathan. Talk to me about that space. Working on top of Piranha Bar was very beneficial for us because we got to drink beer the whole time.
Yeah, thankfully, I mean, I'm good friends with one of the, I believe, part owners of Piranha Bar, and it was Greg from Fracturous earlier on this year that wanted to do some videos with me with Fracturous, and I was like, you guys don't have much of a budget. I was just like, let's like, if you find the place, well, then we can
start talking.
We can make this music video happen. And he was just like, Piranha Bar, and I was like, ah, fuck no. I'm like, I can't even stand like playing a show at Piranha Bar. I was like, that's not gonna work, like especially for a music video. He was like, no, they have like this floor that's abandoned on the fourth floor. And I was like, no way. So I called up my friend Nick Garang, and he's the one who's like works there, part owner, promotes all the shows there. And I went to go check it out, and I was like, well, this is perfect. So that spiraled into me doing like, I guess, 5 or 6 music videos
really?
In a row there. Because it's just this abandoned blank room. And when you turn all the lights off, then when you put in studio lights and everything, you can mold and shift it to however the fuck you want, you know? So it always looked different. Every music video that I shot in there, you'd be like, okay, it's not recognizable, you know? And actually, when we showed up on the Cryptopsy day, the fourth floor was not available, so we had to shift everything down to the third floor, which thankfully also is abandoned and sort of looks the same. So
it was cool. It was right downtown, easy to get to. There was beer downstairs, so that's a plus for Cryptopsy. We had a great time. Mahalo was there taking some shots for us, ended up being our main photo shoot that we worked, we've been showcasing with the album release. You helped with some lighting on that. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, that was the lighting for In Abeyance, which I decided to not go for in the music video. Like I had mentioned before, I just decided to do it all black and white. Because the red and blue wasn't really doing it for me for the music video. It needed to be darker. But for Mahela and her photos, I think it worked out perfectly.
They were so good.
And she wasn't there the second day, was she?
Yes.
She was? Yeah,
I think so. I think we did In Abeyance day one.
Yeah, we did Flayed the second day. Because that to me is like, that was my day where I really got to have fun with the lighting. I was like...
We did the opposite.
No, we did Flayed the first day.
We did Flayed day one, yeah.
And she did the band photos the second day.
Yes, so we're definitely in top shape.
Yeah.
We had not been to Despised Icon and Black Dahlia Murder the night before.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen for sure, 100%. I was like, get your rest tonight, boys. Ollie did not.
Surprise. I had a dirty bang over, though. Like, dirty, dirty bang over. I hadn't headbanged like that in a long time. And Friday night, I did 2-3 takes in front of the projector. And I went home and I was having a beer on my couch and I was like, oh, shit. Knowing that I had 2 more days ahead of me. And then we're leaving the last night. And I bump into a guy because I couldn't turn my neck to talk to you and walk.
I couldn't stop laughing because he would like... Everybody had had a couple beers at that point, wrapping up the gear and everything. And I never drink on my shoots, but as soon as the shoot was done, you passed me a pint, and I was like, "Oh, thank God, yes!" You know, and it was nice. And then just, I could not stop laughing at the fact that we both came out of the bathroom, and then you were like trying to get through all of these fucking people at Piranha Bar there who were partying their faces off on a Sunday night.
Piranha Bar is always alive,
and you just looks like Frankenstein, like trying to turn around and apologize.
I was so sore. My chin was sore from making silly faces all weekend at you.
Oh, man. But yeah, that Flayed the Swine, man. I was super happy with how the lighting came out. I kind of wanted it to look like an old school drive-in.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, if you were to stare back at the projector, you would just be like blinded. So that's what I did with the lighting. I put a projector on top of you guys, which I also edited some fucked up footage to play over the top of you guys. And then a separate edit to go over top of G on Cyclo. And then I also put a light behind the band that would flicker like a projector as well.
Which you mentioned in the other content that I have that it was you and Jonathan nauseous staring at this weird flickering light all day.
That and combined with people smoking weed and, our own smoke machine and then people smoking cigarettes on top of that. And all the smoke in the room surprisingly looked like... I almost felt like high looking at it the way we had made the lighting and everything. It looked to me like real life was like pixelated.
Interesting.
And Jonathan just kept on telling me, my assistant was like, "What are you fucking high?" And I was like, "No, dude, like look at this, you know." But that's what I love about my job is that I'm just like, I can get high without getting high. Looking at weird shit and like editing stuff and just being like, "Wow, this looks like this," or just turning the camera a certain way and you're just like, never looked at it this way, or you know, it's really cool. It's like almost every music video that I go on now, I kind of like talk to myself like in the car ride up or whatever. I'll just be like, well, get to go play in the dirt today, or get to go like get dirty with a camera and have some fun, you know.
Speaking of dirt and getting dirty, we built a grave in your parents' backyard, which I brought a bunch of beer to by myself. I had a few beers and had a good time while you guys did all the work. And I wanted to record more that night, but I didn't.
Gee, I wonder why.
So when you initially sent me the picture of what you had sent, I thought you had dug a grave in your parents' backyard, but you actually just built up some walls and covered it and put some vines on it. It worked. It looks good.
Yeah. I mean, it was, first of all, I had to ask my parents if it was all right. I was like, "Dad, can I come
eat
over
all your
and
pistachios?"
Yes, the night we were filming, we decided to... my parents were in Mexico.
We didn't need a snack.
And so we went in and ate all my dad's pistachios and drank some of his beer. I think we didn't we have some of his chips too, or
don't tell him he's gonna listen.
But yeah, originally I asked my parents. I said I need to build a grave for a music video. Can I come do it in their backyard? And my parents are usually pretty chill with all that kind of stuff because we shot part of an Agnes music video in their backyard a while back too, where we needed to just use so much water and like basically it would flood anywhere around. So yeah, my dad was like, yeah, no problem. And then when I went up there a couple days earlier to like put the whole thing together, he even helped me like build it too. So I was just like, yeah, it was, my parents are chill like that, you know, anything for, they see like the weird stuff that I'm doing and they kind of don't really ask questions. Or I was even showing my dad photos and just being like, well, what do you think of this? And he was like, yeah, it looks good. And then I like changed a few things and I was like, well, what do you think of this? And he was like, well, that's way better. He's like, now it actually looks legit, you know. So
he's too nice to tell you the first time around.
Yeah, or or he just doesn't give a fuck.
My mom sent me a text message saying that you did a very good job.
Oh, why, thank you, Mrs. McGacky.
That's true. Always a pleasure hanging out with you. Always a pleasure working with you. I'm excited to see what we do in the future together. I know there'll be more. You're a rising star. I can't help but be in your corner and encourage people to work with you. A true, true master of his craft. One of those people like Donaldson that's just constantly hard on themselves, not satisfied, and that's why you're great.
Well, thanks, man. It means a lot to me. It really does.
Big cheers.
Cheers, man.
We're going to keep hanging out here at Will's, but not with you guys listening. But there's more content. You'll see. Here we are. First day of the Flayed the Swine video shoot. I am here with Chris Kells of The Agonist. He's helped out Vox and Hops a whole bunch over the years. Chris is setting everything up. He likes to make sure the lights are perfect, and then he likes to change everything, and I like that because he's a perfectionist. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you? Having fun?
Always having fun with you, my friend. Cryptopsy, this is the third time that we work together. Talk to me about working with Cryptopsy. What are the pros? What are the cons?
The pros are working with you, that you love and respect everything I do, and you have, you show a lot of trust in what I do. So I respect that.
I do respect you very much, and I do admire what you do, and I'm impressed with everything that you've done over the years. We grew up together. Many people know that. It's the truth. We went to high school together, and to have both stepped out into the international metal scene is something cool, and I'm not sure that many high schools have that. Two successful international artists that come from so close in age at the same time. I don't know what was the water. Back to the cons of working with Cryptopsy.
I will note that right now I am trying to troubleshoot something and Matt is asking me all these questions. So that is a con right there, but it's not a big con. So I am not worried at all. No, there are no real cons. I mean, we're just here to have fun and make a cool, wicked, disgusting story and make some pretty cool art that hopefully everybody will love.
Abso-fucking-lutely. We are day one here. We are shooting some blood. So I'm stoked about that. I was telling everyone this weekend, what are you doing? Oh, I'm going to go shoot some blood. What a better way to have a Saturday, Easter Saturday. Why not? I love it. Giuseppe, so stoked to be here. We are at the first day of the Flayed the Swine video shoot for Cryptopsy's new album, As Gamora Burns. Giuseppe, you are playing basically the main character of the song, someone that gets a bit unhinged. What when Kells approached you to be a part of this video, what was your first mindset?
Well, first of all, you gotta, the song tells you a lot about the feeling and the emotional journey of the character, right? So based on that, you start building on where I'm supposed to be, my relationship with whatever's happening around me. So as an actor, you usually go through these crazy things right in your head to try to construct a character and put yourself in their shoes. So, I mean, the song was just the catalyst for everything that goes through my mind as a character. So it's awesome.
That makes me super happy to hear that. I did really sort of plainly dictate and write out everything that the character is feeling and what he's going through in the lyrics. The lyrics are really from the character's point of view. It's not my pen touching the paper. I really entered a character's mindset when writing the song. So to watch you portray it right now, when you stepped in character, we got goosebumps. Just amazing. What did you do in your mindset to look the way you're looking for the part?
Well, one of the things that is very, like, it's pivotal for a character is the way he looks, right? So, to be honest, we just went to a fruiterie kind of thing, right? And we just looked around and see what works. We went for the brownish colors, you know, the opaque kind of sadness of the character transferred into their clothing. We wanted to do a little bit of the like retro vibe, so that it looks a little bit on the creepy side, you know, like the hair combed on the side, like really proper, the glasses, you know, the accountant glasses kind of thing, right? So, so part of the character building is based on the clothing as well. So, yeah, and the lyrics explains perfectly, right? What this is all about, the emotional charge visually as well. So yeah, it wasn't hard. It was easy.
We are taking a break right now because they got to wrap their camera. You're about to get really dirty. Is this the first time that you've dealt and will be sprayed with so much blood on a video shoot?
I can't wait. That's the highlight of my day, to be sprayed with blood. That's going to be so freaking amazing, fantastic.
I'm looking forward to it, Giuseppe. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day today to talk with me. We're going to chat some more later. Cheers.
Cheers, buddy. Thank you so much.
Here we are. Played the swine shoot, day 3, full band performance. First time the band's been in the same room together since December 2022. We are upstairs at the Piranha Bar, which is a very small venue here in Montreal, ran by a cool dude named Nick. Everyone's trying to learn their parts. Chris Kells is setting up stuff, making sure the blackout room looks good. It's cool. It's cool. Got Mihala here. Just going to shoot behind the scenes shots today. Mihala, how you doing?
Good, good, good. And you?
I'm good. I was stoked to be a part of have you here with us documenting the Flayed the Swine shoot. What is your what do you expect from today?
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun, and this is going to look so good.
Obviously, Chris Kells is involved. He knows what the hell's going on. Very stoked to see the final product of this. Chris is relearning the song. How far are you from relearning the song? How you doing, Chris?
Hey, how's it going?
Behind the scenes episode about the Cryptopsy videos for the new album. Here we are. You're relearning the song. How far are you away from being able to perform this?
So far, 0%. So I guess I'll be better when it's time to play, start to tour.
Which will be eventually happening, but not just yet. Talk to me about being back in the room with the members. It's the first time in a long time we're all together. Did you have apprehensions? Were you excited? Here we are, finally all back together in so long.
I don't know, dude. I just like do my thing, and I guess it works. It's fun to see you guys, that's for sure.
Talk to me about your performance you're going to put up there. What are you going to bring to this video? What do you hope to bring? What kind of energy are you going to go?
I trust Kells 100%.
Kells has been killing it. That's all I got to say. This is actually the third day of the shoot. We're going to get some performance stuff today. Stoked about that. Ollie's learning the bass parts here. This is what happens. You record on a bunch of albums, and then you don't remember the fucking notes that you put on the album. How you doing, Ollie?
I like turtles.
Good. It's, a lot of notes to remember, but... I'm fine.
It's the fun part about Cryptopsies. We like to push things. We like to make it difficult. We like to...
It's time to suffer.
And now it's time to suffer, 100%.
Actually, it's time to learn the song and play it for real. So, yeah.
Fine. Stoked to see you. You're up there first. I'll come and talk to you afterwards when you're really sweaty.
Yeah.
Flo's in the town, setting up his drums here for the first time in a long time. How you doing, Flo?
I'm okay, man. How are you?
Behind the scenes episode for the videos. Once the videos drop, I'm going to drop an episode about what happened here. You're back. Here we are. You're about to play drums. First time we're together in a long time. How are you feeling? Are you good? Are you having a good time?
So far, so good. A little stressed, but hey, you know, that's the way it is.
Stress is important. It pushes us to do good things, and you always, always pull through, so I believe in you 100%.
Well, thanks, man. At least one of us does.
Let me help you set up these drums. Lots of smoke. Walking towards a glitchy light. Chris Kells is standing up precariously, taping stuff to make it dark. How you doing, Kells?
No daylight.
Anti-daylight Kells is making sure that the blackout is complete. He's been killing it. We were together last night at Espace Gris with G, the actor, again. He did such a killer job. I have a bit of a bang over, but it's going to be worth it. Flayed the Swine, here we go. Ollie just finished his part for Flayed the Swine.
Oh, yeah.
He's out of breath. And, of course, I'm here with the microphone. The asshole, here we go. Ollie, how was that for you?
Fun. It was actually really fun, but it's hard. Doing music video, it's way harder than people think it is. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of... actually, it wasn't that bad because we did three takes. But just standing on the concrete floor and headbanging is it's killing me right now. But it's going to be worth it. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a killer video.
Absolutely. Working with Chris Kells once again. This is the third time we've worked with him. Every time, he's always getting better and better. How was your experience today?
Amazing. Like usual with Chris, super pro. And right now I'm a bit... out of breath. It's hard to find the words for it, but it's just amazing. Chris is a pro. I love him. I love working with him. He's part of the team.
Abso-fucking-lutely. You rest up. You did a great job. Love it, bud. You just wrapped up with Ollie. Kells, how you doing? Here we are, the third day for the Flayed the Swine shoot. How is that for you, Ollie? You're looking at the footage right now. It looks fucking amazing.
I think I'm more out of breath than he is, actually. A lot of running around with the gimbal, and yeah, I'm super stoked with the footage, actually. It looks fucking great. We're just looking at it on the iPad right now, the playback. What do you think?
It looks fucking sick. I'm so stoked. We got Chris Donaldson in place. Let's keep this video rolling. Taking a break. About halfway through the shoot. Flayed the Swine, day three. Anytime Kells takes a break, I come and put a mic in his face. How's it going so far?
Good. We had to take a break because of all the lights and the smoke, and I think it's making me and Jonathan a little bit sick because of the flickering light that we're trying to replicate a projector with. And it's quite trippy if you look at it long enough.
We appreciate your sacrifice. You're doing a great job. Keep it up. You got this.
It's no sacrifice. I love doing this shit. I love it.
They're hiding from me. Third day, Flayed the Swine shoot. I just wrapped up my section, my performance of it. I'm out of breath, gotta tell you. Gotta get back in shape before Cryptopsy hits the road eventually. This is a clear instance, an indicator that I need to get back into shape. Super cool. Chris Kells always kills it. Changing all the interesting lights on us to get different vibes. He's the fucking best. So fucking cool. Up next, we got Flo. He's going to record his performance part. And then that's a wrap for today. Ben Waitevo, Flo. We just wrapped Flayed the Swine performance side of things. Chris, how was today for you? Luckily, we're on top of Piranha Bar, so they had some beers downstairs, which was fun. How was today for you?
I don't know. I'll tell you tomorrow. How about that?
Flo, for yourself, you just wrapped up. We're all together for the first time in a long time. It feels good.
Yeah, it feels good to play on my drum again after a year at least. So it was good. It was fun. The song is super catchy, so I just super stoked.
Super stoked. He killed it. He killed it. I love it. Chris Kells is still working, taking down some lights. Getting ready to set up for tomorrow. We're doing in abeyance tomorrow. How you doing, bud?
Questions.
How was today for you?
It was great. I feel like we got some sick images, and I'm super happy with the outcome. Everybody was pro as usual, and it was a lot of fun. I'm super stoked about all the visuals we got. How do you feel?
I'm super stoked, super happy. You chose a place that had craft beer downstairs. So I'm in. Thank you so much, Kells.
They have craft beer downstairs?
Shh. The listeners don't have to know. We just wrapped Flayed the Swine. This is 4 days of making shit, doing things. We are in Chris Kells' parents' backyard. He's ripping out shit that he made to make a grave. Kells, how'd it go?
It went fucking fantastic, man. Couldn't be happier. It was... Giuseppe's a real star.
Woo!
I don't know.
Giuseppe is a real star. Giuseppe, how was this the last day for you? This is the end of this character in a video. I want to bring you out on stage. That's something that will happen.
Yeah, I'm actually sad. Oh. I'm actually sad. I was hoping that I could screw it all up so we can do another day of shooting. But, you know, Kel said everything was fine. So the hell with it. Next time, we'll do part two.
On stage. On stage. We're gonna be, so here we are. Kels is like unscrewing this grave that he made in his parents' backyard. What he's going to do with these pieces, I don't know. It looks cool. Kels.
We're throwing it all out.
We're throwing it all out, he says.
Yeah, who gives a shit? It's done.
Thank you. Hey, thank you all so, so much for listening right to the end. You know that I love and appreciate that. Man, I love Chris Kels. I've known him for so long. It is such a pleasure to work with someone that you grew up with, that you've done crazy things with that we're not going to talk about here, and have learned to do more mature things together now that we're older. He's killing it. He's so goddamn good. Can't say enough about everyone that's involved in the video. Jonathan and the actor G did such a good job. Mihela with all the photos that she took. Massive, massive love and respect to everyone involved in the makings of In Abeyance and Flayed the Swine videos. I'm super proud of these, and I can't wait to see everyone's reaction as they're coming out. I read the comments here and there, even though I always say don't read the comments, but I find myself reading the comments. Massive love to Chris Kels. I can't wait to work with you again. You are amazing. Now, if you enjoyed this Vox and Hops episode, you should sign up to the Vox and Hops Total Podcast mailing list. You can do that on my website, voxandhops.com. That's voxandhops.com. And when you do that, you shall receive one email a week that contains all of the details of everything that has happened recently in the world of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast. You'll get to see which episodes I dropped recently. You'll get to see which episodes I have coming up. You will also get to hear about any projects I have in the works before I announce them to the public. You will also get to hear about anything going on in the world of Cryptopsy, and there's a lot of stuff going on with Cryptopsy right now, so the mailing list will keep you up to date on that. You will also get to see which albums the Vox and Hops album review crew have reviewed recently, and you will get to see which albums Jerry Monk, Vox and Hops' Metal Architect has added to the Brutal Awakenings playlist. If ever you're looking for new music to listen to, well, you should listen to the new Cryptopsy as Gamora Burns. Just kidding, but you should listen to it. Apart from that release, Jerry finds the best new releases and puts them all onto the Brutal Awakenings playlist for our listening pleasure. So check it out. It's available on both Apple Music and Spotify. There's always a lot of stuff going on in the world of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast, and I hate when you miss a single thing, so please do me a favor and sign up to the mailing list. The Vox and Hops Metal Podcast is brought to you by Sound, Talent Media, and Evergreen Podcasts. I hope you have a killer rest of the week. I will be back next week with one episode on Tuesday with Tommy Victor of Prong. But until then, remember to enjoy life, metal, and craft beer. Cheers, Vox and Hops heads.
Hey there, I am Johnny Christ from Avenged Sevenfold, and I've got a podcast called Drinks with Johnny you're going to want to check out. I sit down with a bunch of different people from all different walks of life, from professional wrestlers to actors, comedians, fighters, musicians, everything in between. I'm just looking to make some friends and have a good time doing it. So if that sounds like something you're into, go check out Drinks with Johnny, streaming everywhere now.